Okay, welcome back. If you look at guests tonight, you'll know, you already know, that our guest this hour is Professor Eric Carlstrom, back tonight to talk about one of the biggest unknown stories. No matter how much work he does and how much we present, this will not be picked up meaningfully, effectively, by any other alt-news platform that I am familiar with. Now, maybe Eric knows of some that are, I don't know. The title that for this particular presentation, I've put two items under Eric's name and guest: targeted individual. What's a targeted individual? Lab rats for exotic weapons testing and cop counterterrorism training exercises. That's as much as I can get in two lines. And that's just part of the story here. They, who are running these operations, are doing a hell of a job, Eric, keeping this all secret, confused, and confusing to the average person, especially the victims, unless they have been fortunate enough to find your work and they can get a handle on what's being done to them. But there are so many people that are actually lab rats. That's what they're being used for, without their permission. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And you got it right. Absolutely, you hit the nail on the head. And you did a good job of fitting that title in there. This is a very complicated topic. And as you mentioned, I've been actually talking about this on radio interviews since 2014. And I must have given hundreds of talks about this, trying to educate myself and other targeted individuals, especially because this is a very life-threatening situation. It is ultimately a torture and murder program, a slow kill eugenics program of the government, as Ted Gunderson pointed out. But they've done a marvelous job of keeping it confusing and secret. And the amazing thing is that after 14 years or 12 years now of giving these interviews on this topic, the public still does not seem to be dialed in to what's going on. They don't seem to be showing any compassion or help.
This goes back to when I was talking with Eleanor White. Now, none of this has gained any meaningful traction in the wider sense of the term. Not that I've seen. People just don't know. Targeted individual, what the hell are you talking about? It's kind of like the Russia-Ukraine-U.S. war. Russia is very happy to have an open laboratory staffed with live bodies to kill to test weapon systems. That doesn't make Russia any worse than we are. It's just what they do. So they've got lab rats, lots and lots of lab rats, on both sides to test weapons in a defensive or an offensive capability. The idea of using electromagnetic frequency weapons, do weapons if you'd like, whatever you want to call them, on human beings, which can cause catastrophic damage, is something that they will just not allow to take root in this field. It's not happening. Not yet.
Well, we targeted individuals, Jeff, are deep inside intelligence agency operations. It's like living in a James Bond movie where you're being targeted by the spooks and the spies, and they're coming at you from all sides. But let me just start with this quote here before we get into our main topic here, which is what you read on out loud about how targeted individuals in actuality, and this is coming from a very, very clever lawyer, we are actually test cases for quote-unquote non-lethal weapons testing, and we have documents of the U.S. Navy talking about that. And we are also training exercises for police, law enforcement, and all manner of counterterrorism units, like special operations forces. And the CIA has got many, 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 many contacts with private agencies that have their secret armies and their counter gangs and their, and these are the real domestic terrorists. And the targeted individuals then are the lab rats. They're the targets of these training exercises, quote unquote. And let me just mention that for those of you who saw the great movie, it's worth seeing again if you haven't, Enemy of the State with Will Smith. It shows a very interesting story. I'll just briefly kind of encapsulate it. Jason Robards is a distinguished senator. He is accosted by the head of the NSA, played by John Voight. And the head of the NSA, John Voight, wants Jason Robards, the senator, to change his vote because this will give him a lot of extra money in the NSA, et cetera, or something like that. And the senator, on principle, says no. And at that point, John Voight has him killed right there, right next to a little park in Washington, D.C. Well, it just so happens there's a there happens to be an ecologist with a camera set up so he can see ducks landing or whatever, who captures this on film, and he sees the murder on film. And now, have you seen this, Jeff?
I'm going to go. I'm going to try and pull it up and look at it. I will.
Yeah, please do. It's excellent. It came out about 1999. So anyway, this now all of a sudden this ecologist has the proof to prove that the head of the NSA just killed a senator. So it doesn't take the head of the NSA long to figure out. His team, with all their surveillance, satellites and everything, figured out that this guy had that. So immediately, a complete and total rapid dragnet, dedicate a satellite to him. He's ordering everybody to find this thing, and all the young guys at the NSA are just clamoring over each other to impress the old guys at what studs they are, and so they're just going ape crazy trying to capture and kill this guy. Well, meanwhile, the ecologist puts the footage or the film or the whatever it is, DVD or whatever, puts it in Will Smith's pocket because Will Smith was his old college buddy. Will Smith is a lawyer. Now, all of a sudden, they track it and they find it in his pocket. And now Will Smith is the target. So all of the NSA apparatus, headed by the NSA spy chief, is coming down like a ton of bricks on this guy, Will Smith, who just doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't even know the things in his pocket. And fortunately, he runs into Gene Hackman, who is ex-NSA whiz guy with surveillance tech and everything, who keeps him alive for a day or two more. But it shows the intensity of all of the equipment that can be brought to bear on a civilian from the NSA. Now, the NSA is center stage, as we'll see tonight, with their signals intelligence, SIGINT, et cetera, and their radiation intelligence, RADINT, right, in the whole targeting process. But right. The idea, the whole point of my story is that these guys went on a rampage that killed several people in this. And then when they were brought to court by the senator, whatever, and they said, oh, it was just a training exercise. So that was the point of my story. Uh-huh. It's a training exercise. You see, the training exercise is a term that covers what really was an operation, which was a deadly operation. But this is how they do it in Washington and in the military and in the spy spook world. They always have cover stories. So let's go back now that I've told that nicely. While we're on training day, let's take a look at the movie with Denzel Washington, Training Day. Who's the nastiest, rottenest criminal thug of all? It's the cop. Well, okay, that has a bearing.
Training day.
Yeah, right? Training Day. That's hard to watch. I mean, he's a super, he's a real rascal. He's a real criminal. And but it's worth watching. He does a great job. So let me read this little quote. I think you might have heard of it. This is by our esteemed George W. Bush, president, right after, guess what, 9/11. We will direct every resource at our disposal, every tool of intelligence, every instrument of law enforcement, every financial influence, and every necessary weapon of war to this disruption and eventual defeat of terrorism. It's an ism. He's going to defeat an ism. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists, who, by the way, are the targeted individuals. Americans should expect, because they, again, they use the smokescreen terminology. And as the head of the CIA, Richard Helms, said back in 1972, if you want to spy on dissidents, just call them terrorists. Okay, so that's the tradition of the CIA.
Is you now, this is George W.
Yes.
Bush, you just quoted.
Now, 2001.
This is right not long after he was videotaped, which is what they were using back then, reading the story of My Little Goat or whatever it was to the class,
yes.
Right? And he was, yeah okay.
I just totally inside job. That's why there's layers of deception even in this statement, because, of course, the government and Israel pulled off 9/11, and they blame it on, quote-unquote, the terrorists. Of course, we you know, go to that rabbit hole. I've got a whole website about this, 911nwo.com. Yeah. But anyway, I'll keep reading. Americans should expect a battle unlike any other they have ever seen. Not one battle, but a lengthy campaign, some visible, others secret. We will drive terrorists, i.e. targeted individuals, who are, you know, regular citizens, from place to place until there is no refuge or rest. And this is George W. Bush, the president of the United States. This source for this is Collateral Damage USA. Extremist cells target 350,000 U.S. civilians, by Deborah Dupre. See, all you have to do is figure out what the word games are. Now, of course, who did 9/11? Well, of course, my whole website is devoted to that. There's a very strong Zionist component, and the military and intelligence on our side. It was an in the interagency. It was an extremely elaborate mother of all black ops, but an intelligence operation. And so the intelligence agencies were behind it. And we know also, we've talked about it on this on your show, that in that same year, NASA's document for future warfare came out, where they said, okay, now we're going to have the IT nanobio age. And now we have a situation where there's a horrible, extraordinary threat posed by individuals and groups. And we're going to have to use all this nanotech and biotech and all these exotic weapons to combat those individuals and groups. So you start to see, now I'm starting to see, I mean, this is what, 25 years later, and I've been studying this and I've been a target of this for that period of time. It's very complex. I mean, these are layers of deception that are very, very deeply entrenched and clever. So George Bush set it up then that we would have this new kind of warfare. It, you know, we're going to be after the terrorists. Well, who are the terrorists? They're everywhere. They're nowhere. It's anybody we think is bad. So now the FBI will have their terrorist screening database, also maintained by the Department of Homeland Security, which, of course, formed the next year. You know, and that really is the American Stasi, or American Gestapo, if you will, model on East German communist Stasi and the Soviets. KGB. So now we're going to have our FBI and our DHS decides who the terrorists are. It's a secret process. Anybody can be nominated, and just about everybody who is nominated is put on the list. And of course, we've talked about the fact that targetedjustice.com has made a suit, $1.3 billion, against the Department of Justice, the FBI, DHS, etc., because their own documents show that over 99% of all the people that they have on the terrorist screening database have no connection whatsoever to terrorism. Maybe 0.3% of the people that they have listed as terrorists actually are terrorists. So, again, another gigantic, you know, huge lie, gigantic fraud. Like, the whole thing is one fraud on top of another, which is too big for most people to get their
heads they can't
around.
They can't handle it. They won't even approach it, Eric, because they've got 92% of the public has no more disposable income. They're in survival mode. They're frightened. They're afraid. They're stressed. They're scared. They don't know what's going to happen to them. Many of them know their jobs are about to be eaten up by AI, and they have no new jobs to apply to. If you have a child who wants to go to college, make sure that he or she majors in AI something to give them a leg up. Otherwise, they're wasting their time, 100%.
Well, you and I differ on this for sure, Jeff.
Understood. I'm just putting it out there from my chair. Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's Cyber Satan, and we have to fight it, and we have to unplug it.
Can I do this? I agree. There's a satanic component to it. I don't think it's the AI. I think it's the people controlling it. There's your Satan element, in my view. It's the same old group. Come on, Zuckerberg, Sammy Altman. These people are not out for our benefit.
Yeah, anyway. These are the techno brothers. Yeah, the tech bros. But okay, so anyway, I've set the table a little bit here. For the discussion that I was hoping to do. The last four of our shows together, Jeff, and thank you, because you are about the only guy who's got the conejos, what is it, huevos?
the strength of character, how's that?
Yeah, the gall, the chutzpah, the gall, gall, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the courage, the unmitigated well, this is called being an American. I mean, if we can't stand up for each other.
If we don't help each other present the God's truth, what good are we? Right.
Exactly. We're defeated then. But yeah, the article for 4 weeks, thanks to you and my research. I've done a lot of research, and this
you have. Oh, have you?
Yeah. This is presented on my Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults.com website, which has over 2,600 posts. So I've been this has been going since 2016, and now I'm basically chasing my tail because the answers are there. And this last post that I would like to, the post that I'm talking about that we've been talking about for four of our last programs, long-winded title is Entities Behind Global Psychotronic Cognitive Warfare, Organized Stalking, Electronic Harassment, Non-consensual human experimentation, torture, murder, techno-enslavement, black program, a.k.a. Project Puppet, testimonial evidence from targeted individuals, 27 of them, military intelligence personnel and agencies, high-level PhDs and soldiers writing articles, scientists, authors, and others for ad hoc de facto grand jury, you. So I'm making a case to the American people, hopefully your listeners, you know, might even check this article out and share it with some, maybe even print it out like I have and put it in libraries. It's about 200 pages, single space. Okay, so number 27, one of my 27 expert targeted individuals is a lawyer named Elizabeth Thornburg, and it's her case I'd like to talk about tonight because I've learned so much studying it. She made two lawsuits, one in 2006, Thornburg versus the CIA. Another one in 2009, Thornburg versus the DOA.
Where is she approximately? Where is she located approximately? Where is she?
Well, okay, so I think it's...
Is she in the U.S.? Let's just leave it at that.
I think she's in the U.S., yes.
All right.
I haven't
very
been
good.
Able to contact her. I have tried. I will continue to try. But I got, as we'll see, I've gotten this information from what's left of her media posts. She's been a very, very desperate targeted individual. Her very survival has been in great question. She's been living on the edge for a long time. She's been attacked and abused, sexually trafficked, etc. But here's the rest of the title of this particular post. Targeted individuals equals. And this is where her strength as a lawyer comes in because she nails all this stuff. Human subjects for illegal non-lethal weapons research, and that would include mind control, which they consider a non-lethal weapon, torture, oh, they're good at that with these electronic mechanisms, neurotechnologies, bioengineering, slavery, and transhumanism. Okay, that's all under non-lethal weapons research, and law enforcement and counterterrorism units training exercises. Okay, so this lawyer, see, this is really, ultimately, these are legal issues that need to be settled in court. And this lady knows what the law is. She knows what the terms are for the crimes that are being committed. She knows how to gather evidence. And she wrote these two lawsuits. So she, presumably about the targeted individual program, or what we've been calling the targeted individual program. So she has, I'd say, as much or more expertise on this than anybody. Now, her life has been very desperate for the last 20 years, as I gather, looking at her posts, which I have accumulated on this, the post remnants, I should say, which I've accumulated on this post on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website. Let me tell you how I got introduced to her first. She sent me an email in 2018. She knew about my website, obviously. And here's what she writes me. Thornburg versus U.S. Department of Energy, Department of Defense, CIA, 2009. And Americans violating federal court order. Vietnam Veterans of America versus the CIA, another lawsuit. And she says, my ex-spouse is cousin to Dick Thornburg, grandson of federal judge, great-grandson of U.S. congressman, who was law partner to U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sanford. Okay, so she's politically connected. And if we look at her pictures online, we see her standing there with the head of the UN. And so very attractive woman, actually from Britain. And then she says, Republican National Committee, Democrat National Committee, EU, UK, Swiss politicians using brain scanning technologies, fMRI, that's magnetic resonance imaging, text by NSA, SIGINT, Signals Intelligence, CIA, and GCHQ, that's the UK's version of the NSA. GCHQ stands for Government Communications Headquarters. NATO, also for free dating service, free political focus groups. Okay, they're stealing people's brainwaves and interpreting them. So it's got out into the public. They are using these weapons as pre-crime devices, radio frequency weapons, behavior modification weapons, and EMRs for sex trafficking. So, of course, we need some guinea pigs, right? Trace Congress and UK, Swiss, EU, UK politicians' stocks in Neuralink, Raytheon, Tebit, which is an Israeli company that does this stuff, MITRE, Sierra Nevada, etc. Insider trading on EEGs, electroencephalogram, trafficking, IP theft. And then she says, she, at the time, she's in Paris, France, De Gaulle, airport, B&B, hotel blocked from lawyers. She can't get a lawyer. Outside intelligence services and asylum. Please let me know if a class action exists. Assigns it Elizabeth Thornburg, J.D., human rights defender. And then she gives her email. Now, I've emailed her and I've called her, but I have to no effect. What I've done, Jeff, is I've gone through everything I could find online. I could not get the lawsuits, but I did find what's left of her posts, and she posted like a mad woman to try to get the word out on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, X. She had a Substack. She had a website. Everything almost has been taken down, scrubbed, erased is the word. Because we have SIG Redux, right? Signature Reduction Force, 60,000 strong.
Yeah,
and that's what they do. They erase people off the face of the earth. It's, the ultimate deplatforming is this targeting program.
Yeah.
And so she asserts that back in 2004, she guesses, she was blacklisted, terrorist screening database, terrorist watch list, to be trafficked and targeted for retaliation because... She said in 2003, the plan, she has in quotes, as schemed by both political parties was leaked to her, and she has the proof. The plan is to use nanotechnologies as used regularly in medical treatment, drug delivery systems, and various projects to alter our physiological makeup. Well, gosh, does that sound a little bit like the COVID-19 vaccine, quote unquote?
Right.
Yes. So, in other words, this plan was going strong back in 2003. She became privy to it, and then she got on the list. She explains that the reason they were targeting her is they wanted her EEGs, her electroencephalograms. There's a little brain waves that we give off that can be measured, and I'll explain how in a minute. For counterterrorism algorithms, they wanted her legal education and policy ideas, which they got from these political free political focus groups and the lawsuits that she says they trafficked and tortured her into writing. They wanted her policy ideas. She says they wanted the papers she wrote in law school about 9/11 and terrorist finance. Obviously quite a bright lady. for their intelligence agents. Now, in the old days, of course, spies would spy and steal information. Now they can go right into your brain, you see, as we'll discuss in a minute. As an undergraduate, Ms. Thornburg also drafted a paper on Islamic fundamentalism and traditional societies, and agents in the intelligence services paid for her ideas in order to advise the Saudis. These guys are lazy. So they just go find the bright people and then steal their ideas. She notes this is commonplace using, quote, brain net, which I'll define in a minute, EBL, electronic brain link, fMRIs, that's a mean resonance imaging, and other non-public use technologies that are, of course, military, that are funded by taxpayers. So all of this is taxpayer. The larger goal, she says, she believes, is to connect the human brain, mind, and body to artificial intelligence. That's why I think it's the deadliest thing around. Because they want to hook us all up to the mainframe and to be cyborgs, et cetera, and their slaves. And, of course, poor Elizabeth has been their slave, sex trafficked and all kinds of imagined torture. She maintains she's been trafficked, coerced, tortured to draft the lawsuits of this, against the CIA, which, of course, then put the legal arguments in front of them so they could circumvent them. I guess that's pretty clever. Well, let me go on and define these terms a little bit, because some of these terms are not going to be in everybody's...
Rewind. Where are these terms found, and what are they? Just give us a little simple rundown.
Yeah. Well, this is in my post that I just mentioned, so people can go online on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, or they can just type in Thornburg v. CIA 2006, and it'll come up, I'm sure.
Right.
And then very close to the top of the article, after I go through a bit of an introduction, I say important definitions. Okay, BCI, brain computer interface. NSA has been doing this since the 40s and 50s. RNM, remote neural monitoring. EBL, electronic brain link. I'm going to define these in a minute. SIGINT, National Security Agency's signals intelligence. RADINT, National Security Agency's radiation intelligence. EEG, electroencephalogram. CT scan is a computed tomography scan, fMRI scan, mean resonance imaging scan, etc. Okay, so let me go down and give a couple definitions here, because this is extremely technical stuff. I taught physical geography. This is out of my field. But this is from a lawsuit by an NSA employee who got targeted and stalked between 1979 and 1991. He made a lawsuit in 1992. John St. Clair Acquay versus NSA. He says, NSA signals intelligence, SIGINT, uses EMF, electromagnetic frequency, brain stimulation for remote neural monitoring, RNM, and electronic brain link, EBL. EMF brain stimulation has been in development since the CIA's MKUltra program in the early 1950s. And we can talk about MKUltra subproject 119 with Saul B. Sells about how we're going to, electronically and remotely activate a person. And I've got all that information here. Let's see if we get around to it. So in the 1950s, the MKUltra 149 subprojects included neurological research into radiation or non-ionizing EMFs and bioelectric research and development. The resulting secret technology is categorized at the National Security Archives as radiation intelligence, defined as information from unintentionally emanated electromagnetic waves in the environment, not including radioactivity or nuclear detonation. Okay, that's a short definition of SIGINT and EBL electronic brain link.
Now let's. Okay, very good. All right, onward. Go ahead.
Yeah, onward. Remote neural monitoring. This is a little longer and a little more technical, but I think it's extremely important because all of the TIs would be hooked up to these things. So in other words, they can read our thoughts and they can put thoughts in our minds. They can steal our thoughts. They can put images and voices in our heads. And they can, in fact, from what I understand, look at what's happening in our brain on their computer consoles. Okay, so remote neural monitoring. Neuronal activity in the brain creates a shifting electrical pattern that has a shifting magnetic flux. This magnetic flux puts out a constant 30 to 50 hertz cycles per second, 5 milliwatt electromagnetic EMF wave. Contained in the electromagnetic emission from the brain are spikes and patterns called evoked potentials. Every thought, reaction, motor command, and visual image in the brain has a corresponding, quote, evoked potential, or a set of evoked potential. You start to see what's going to happen. EMF emission from the brain can be decoded into the current thoughts, images, and sounds in the subject's brain. So what you're doing is you're going from analog to digital, to get it on the computer. NSA, SIGINT, signals intelligence. Analog is our body and the real world. NSA, SIGINT, signals intelligence uses EMF transmitted brain stimulation as a communication system to transmit information as well as nervous system messages. This has to do with your whole nervous system, to intelligence agents, and also to transmit to the brains of covert operations subjects. That would be the targeted individuals. On a non-perceptible level, that means they don't know what's happening. EMF brain stimulation works by sending a completely coded and pulsed electromagnetic signal to trigger evoked potentials or events in the brain. Okay, let me say that again, just in case you missed it. EMF brain stimulation works by sending a completely coded and pulsed electromagnetic signal to the brain, obviously, to trigger evoked potentials, events in the brain, thereby forming sound and visual images in the brain's neural circuits. EMF brain stimulation can also change a person's brain states, moods, and affect motor control. It can make you pick up your arm, put it down, trip. It's like voodoo. It's like they've got a voodoo doll and they're sticking pins in it electronically. You know, they want to make you have cancer. They want to make you have a heart attack. They want to make you have a headache. If they want to, anything. You've almost just about anything. Two-way electronic brain link, EBL, is done by remotely monitoring neural audiovisual information while transmitting sound to the auditory cortex, bypassing the ears, and transmitting faint images to the visual cortex, bypassing the optic nerve and eyes. The images appear as floating 2D screens in the brain. By the way, I've had dreams where I was like I was watching a movie, and even in my dream, I knew this is bullshit, man. This is not a dream. Two-way electronic brain link. That's what they can do. They love to attack you when you're asleep. We can talk about that because that's when your defenses are down. Two-way electronic brain link (EBL) has become the ultimate communication system for CIA and NSA personnel. Okay, there's who's doing it. Remote, and then it got kind of out into the private sector too. Remote neuromonitoring, RNM, remotely monitoring bioelectric information in the human brain, has become the ultimate surveillance system. It is used by a limited number of agents in the U.S. intelligence community. So, the average person who maybe doesn't know that they're hooked up in this electronic way to intelligence agents like CIA and NSA are actually conveying visual and auditory information back to their operators, if you will, unbeknownst to them. So they become walking, talking surveillance equipment, among other things. Okay, so that's remote neuromonitoring. And then BrainNet is what she talks about a heck of a lot. So I think they've been working on BrainNet for a long time. It's basically brain-to-brain interface. BrainNet, there's an article I got online, 35 Facts About BrainNet. BrainNet is a groundbreaking technology that allows direct brain-to-brain communication. Imagine sending thoughts to someone else without speaking or typing. Well, heck, they could do that with remote neural monitoring. BrainNet uses a combination of electroencephalography, okay, that's EEGs, to record brain signals and transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, to deliver these signals to another brain. Okay, they're using both EEG and TMS. By the way, we are electromagnetic creatures, aren't we? So there you got the electrical and the magnetic to deliver these signals to another brain. Potential applications range from medical fields to enhancing virtual reality experiences. Of course, they don't mention that all of this has been weaponized by the military. So I added, and of course, military applications include torture, a.k.a. also known as enhanced interrogation, extraction of information, mood and mind tapping and changing, and of course, infliction of pain and murder and disease. Then they finished, brain net functions involves complex technology and neuroscience principles working together seamlessly. This is kind of a commercial for it. EEG captures electrical activity in the brain, translating thoughts into digital signals. Again, analog to digital, back to analog. TMS then converts these digital signals back into brain activity, analog, in the receiving person. The system relies on cloud computing to process and transmit the data between participants. BrainNet can potentially connect more than two brains. Oh, absolutely. Creating a network of shared thoughts, that would be the hive mind. And there are many hive mind projects, of course. Okay, so there's more of a technological explanation than we've done before. Do you want to stop there and talk about any of that, Jeff?
No, we're good. You've got a lot to do here, so go right ahead. I think it's there. People can come back and listen to this again, of course, in the archives anytime they want.
Okay. So like I say, I went online and I wanted to find these lawsuits because I knew there was going to be just a ton of information of them. You know, I wasn't able to recover those. Maybe if somebody can, please send them to me because I know that this is going to be groundbreaking material. But I went to her social media. Almost all of it was deleted. But there was some remnants.
Could you tell if she was behind the deletions? Is there any way to determine that? Probably not.
No, you know, and this is where it gets a little dicey. And, you know, we know that that Cass Sunstein in the Obama administration was so worried about all these 911 truthers that he wrote a book and an article about how we're going to cognitively infiltrate these truth movements. And they've done that with their IIA, Interactive Internet Activities. And so there's vast numbers of cyber warriors and cyber stalkers out there who are, you know, just screwing with us all the time. And people, researchers like me and targeted individuals like me all the time. So there is always the possibility that, you know, some of this stuff could be from them and some of it could be from her. But what I've done so far, Jeff, is I took all the messages and I copied them. And then I kind of summarized the main points. What I had is two LinkedIn messages, remnants, Facebook messages, 43, four TikTok messages, and 155 Twitter X messages, which were only from the little captions that lead you to the URL post. And every time you click on the URL, you get a sign, this page is missing. but there is information in those little half paragraph captions. So I copied all of them and I just put it all and kind of organized it in this post and found a tremendous wealth of information of my 27 targeted individual who are in this de facto ad hoc grand jury that I've written about. She's certainly one of the very, very star witnesses because she's a lawyer. In fact, she says that this is her field of expertise. It would be if she
not many of those around. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, this is an unknown terror program being perpetrated on countless Americans. We don't know. I've got to stop. How often do you feel mental invasion, mental interference with your normal psyche and personality? How often are you aware of their meddling in your mind?
You know, they're very good at it, Jeff. They can give subliminal thoughts. They can set you up emotionally. Of course, they're running operations on me all the time. I mean, I'm target practice for their special ops guys. I mean, I see them all the time, even here in Mexico. You know, these guys are really buff. You know, sometimes I see them in groups. And, you know, these are Navy SEALs. These are Delta Force guys and the equivalents in other. And you know, they're getting paid. They're doing what they're paid to do. And that's to do operations that don't kill me, but that might discredit me, that might make my life hard, that just, you know, disrupt, disorganize, disorient.
Well, it sounds like it's a non-terminal pathology they're invoking in you. This is not good, but.
Well, it's exactly what they want you to do. Of course, is lash out, like you say. This is very Pavlovian. So they're always discrediting, putting you down, always trying to set you up. I say it's lies, spies, setups, and psyops. So if I have a choice in my daily life, even down here in Mexico, I meet somebody. Is this person a real person acting?
You don't know. You don't. What a way to live. You don't know.
I'd say,
you
I'd say
who
50,
do you trust?
50-50 for me. I just flip a coin.
Yeah.
This person, it's a setup. They're being paid. They're a surveillance role player. They are a LARPer, live action role player. There's any number of terms. They're counterterrorism specialists, whatever. It is a horrible way to live because you don't have any more trust. You can't trust anybody. And that, of course, is all part of the very, very clever program.
And just to get, hold on, and just to wrap a tail around this, what are they learning with the program? It's probably a big board that they're operating on, not just one thing. They're doing all kinds of things and coming up with new data that they can mine and figure into their next technological rollout. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And, of course, think of the, 30,000 square feet of space at the Bluffdale, Utah, with supercomputers. This is where the data is going. So there's this what they call the NSA spy network, global spy network, which goes right down to your community, to these operatives. And, of course, the cell phone enables all these communications. And so they're constantly pulling out information, going up and down the chain. And this Susie Dawson, a brilliant TI targeted individual down in New Zealand, put all this together in about 9 2-hour video posts. And I took notes on it, and that's on my website. But she laid all this out. And there's like 140 or 114 countries that are doing this with the Five Eyes, the Five Eyes Agreement of UK, US, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, New Zealand, or Israel. Is the sixth of the Five Eyes, which probably is the most dominant now. But then it's all the other countries that have agreements with these. So you have this chain of information going up and down. The TI, who was a friend of Susie Dawson's, named Elizabeth Mueller, she calls it the collect. They're always running missions, she says, to get more information, and then that goes back into. So they're always talking on their cell phones with their apps. They're always tracking you down with their apps because now you've got the amazing capabilities with these little supercomputers that people carry around. And you can certainly track people, and they can certainly deliver orders to their lieutenants and their privates on the ground who are the ones
who are
spying.
What's the most obvious umbrella agency to hang over this? Which one should we think of most commonly?
I think CIA, NSA, and you'd almost have to put them together because the CIA, of course, with all the MKUltra, has built this system, but the NSA has got the technology to carry it out. So the CIA is kind of the impetus, if you will, and the NSA seems to be the executors of the programs.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Very good.
And, of course, FBI and DHS are right in there, and DOD. I mean, these you'd have to say the five. And then you'd have to say their equivalents in all the other cooperating countries. So that in Israel, that would be Mossad, be the CIA equivalent. Unit 8200 be the NSA equivalent. MI5 would be the FBI equivalent. And likewise for Britain, Russia, China. China and Russia are in on this. So when
people talk about
a nuclear war between these guys, China and Russia were in on the whole COVID thing. So at a certain level, these countries are cooperating, and their enemies, I submit, are their own populations. And I think that's pretty obvious with Operation Warp Speed, that their enemies are their and with the targeting program, which I would compare really to as a holocaust. I think what we're looking at is a silent, secret holocaust which may be as bad as what's happening in Gaza, which is an obvious genocide. And I use the word Holocaust, genocide, but Holocaust, of course, has a Jewish connotation. It comes from the Jewish word Shoah, which means burnt offering. And, of course, the Jews have burnt offerings of sacrificing humans to their god, Lucifer.
Yes, that they do it all the time.
That's what they do. And I have felt many times like I'm a human sacrifice. But anyway, so let's get back to, and of course, the great thing about Elizabeth here is she, very, very clever lawyer, understands these technologies and has recorded enormous amounts of evidence and has conversed with her torturers and attackers and handlers and puts these communiques. She's got about 150 direct quotes from her handlers, and you can't imagine how nasty they are. It's just pure hatred, this program. I almost don't know where to start. I think maybe I will start with some of these quotes.
We only have 3 minutes, sorry.
Oh, so my.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Get what you can.
I've got about
100. Put out a couple of them. You don't have to. It's not the number. It's the qualities. And they're all good, but just take one or two and let's go through it.
Well, okay. I mean,
however you want to handle it. You're the guest.
A lot. Okay. Well, she'll say here. She tells you what she's gone through. Lured to France for human trafficking, illegal training exercise as target practice for law enforcement, counterterrorism units, test case, universal jurisdiction, illegal human research grants, DHS, NIH, etc. Cover the French and my mistress, please, and Montreal, Quebec. What that means, I don't know. But then I looked at the lecture recently by Dr. Lisa Johnson of Australia, who's a psychologist. She's talking about military corporate brain-computer interface cooperative grants, and there's one in France. You know, so everything she's saying here, a lot of the things she's saying here, I can verify independently. And she's quoting somebody. They just wanted to cover themselves, and the Americans want everything erased, including your knowledge. Then they force you to one of their agents for, quote, Henri Thornburg Scopes 2. That's what they call her, as well as they call her bitch and cunt and clit and it. And all manner of demeaning terms. They call her a sacrificial lamb. They call her a stooge.
Right.
Anyway, contract for marriage. Who agrees to sue, not to sue? Cover our friends in U.S. around the globe. Statements around me. They sent him over. They want Mike Pence's experience out, too. No one will believe this until it's dead. That's referring to her. Voice recordings. Signal to Al Jazeera, etc. Freedom convoy. And then she's trying to alert about 180, I've written them down, agencies and media outlets and the president and all kinds of political figures. She's desperately trying to tell people about what's happening to her with no apparent help ever. They do give her enough money to keep her alive, sometimes just barely. They fly around from hotel to hotel and set her up for sexual trafficking. Here's a quote. You're a stooge, Ms. Thornburg, a stooge, a tool, a patsy. We needed your name, evidence for sympathy, a sacrificial lamb, smoke and mirrors, cover and spin, Ms. Thornburg. Refused to retweet Hart, Mr. Assange's photo in prison. Which hotel is he? It's little pieces of thoughts here. Statements.
Yeah.
So what? No one believes her. We can still try it. Fraud upon the court criminally, then who cares? Another quote. I know which pub the queer is. They did turn her sexually from a married woman divorced into a lesbian, apparently. They call her lesbo. And I know this is one of the things that technology is pretty good at, is changing people's sexual orientation. Think about that. And I know what's going on, of course, always have. Our intelligence services are the best around the globe. I just wanted the bitch fully erased before we get it. I mean, this is the kind of quote she gets on her phone. And
wow.
She's got an enormous trove of evidence to lock these people up, and of course they hate her all the more for that.
Well, I hope she's alive and reasonably stable at this point. It's a tough thing to live under.
Awful, well, it's a man-made hell that George Bush called down upon American citizens who are 99% not having anything to do with terrorism. So,
got it.
And some future discussion, Jeff, we have to figure out what they're really doing. And I think I know, But again, we have to look, read between the lines, you know.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
We'll give it a shot. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
very good. I mean, it's crazy stuff. It's just hard to believe they're doing it, but boy, are they. Okay. Thanks, Eric, very much. Be well.
Very good
be
night,
safe.
All best.
Okay. Good night. Professor Eric Carlstrom. Well, I hearing from James McCanny about that comet interrupting the electromagnetic harmony of the planetary alignment. It's odd. I seriously felt very strange all day. Still not quite back to normal all the way. It's just a little, it's in the background, right? It's not foreground stuff. Background, like background noise. It isn't in tune. Something strange. Okay. Crazy times. Friday is tomorrow. Let's, let me see real quick what's going on tomorrow. Vincent Finelli tomorrow night. USA Prepares Radio. Always fun and fascinating with Vincent. That's tomorrow night. Dane Wigington will be here tomorrow night. John Barber will be here, I believe, tomorrow night. So, see you then. Take care. Talk soon.